This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, happy holidays. The boys and I are releasing some of our favorite episodes on the feed over the holiday break. Last week, we unpaywalled a few pro versions that we loved. We actually just released an amazing pro version on the Patreon where the fans voted on the best episode of 2023. So make sure to check that out. And today we're putting out season one, episode 5 of Hollywood Masterclass with special guest Mary Holland. There's a new free feed for that show, which has every episode of Masterclass on there. And the link for that is in the description. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back with our regularly scheduled programming of this little funny show next week. Happy New Year.
I'm Sean Clements. Welcome to the Master Class. Guys, why don't we get right into it today?
All right.
Great.
All right.
Okay. You're obsessed with sex.
Obsessed is a strong word.
You left the computer on cameltoe.com the other day. Could you imagine if the girls had seen that?
That must have been Maria. I knew that whole "I'm a devout Catholic nanny" routine was a sham.
Honey, we've had 4 friends in the last year get separated or divorced due to some degree of infidelity.
I'm not a cheater.
I know you're not. But I don't want that to be the only reason you don't cheat. Lucy called it a hall pass. I'm giving you one. Freedom to be with someone and it won't be cheating.
So you want an open marriage?
No, just one hall pass.
This isn't one of those you take the kids in the morning expecting that I'll take them in the afternoon deals.
One hall pass for you. And I know how you obsess over things, so you've got 1 week to use it.
Okay. Wow. So, it's a powerful scene. Uh-huh. It's about relationships. Uh-huh. Engineer Brett, you've seen this film?
Yeah, many times.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, Bang.
I have not.
It's a film worth watching.
Big time.
Do you understand?
Yeah, we did a scene from this before.
Ah, he has been paying attention.
That's right.
And so, of course, the feminine, lovely, lilting voice you hear is Mary Holland, who's here to perform with Bang Rajman, our resident student. And she's been nice enough to come in and sort of coax him through the scene work.
It's truly my pleasure. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, and what you were doing there, and I picked up on all the little things, even where you pretended to have made a mistake and need to double back, like you couldn't read.
Yeah.
And that sort of choice to bring it, make it real in the moment.
Humanize it.
Yes, yes. And then I go, oh, I'm not watching, you know, words on a page. I'm watching a person exist.
Yeah.
And that was really powerful. And Bang, I wish I could get more of that out of you because to me, you were the words on a page. You were the person who maybe hasn't seen this film I'm picking up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like to do the scene, it would feel weird to watch the movie.
It's a film worth watching.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw the film, Mari?
I saw it last week.
Yes, yeah.
You saw Hall Pass last week before you even knew you were going to do this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of movies.
I guess I just didn't realize it was such a well-known movie.
Yeah, well, and it gives you context a little bit for what you're doing because it can be hard to really understand what's happening in the scene if you haven't seen the film.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it? I mean, do you think you know what these characters are going through, Bay?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it seems pretty self-evident in the short piece that we read. It seems like they kind of say what the plot of the movie is. They use the title of the movie like three times in this scene alone.
And it's sometimes when things seem so simple.
Right.
That's when it's actually very complicated.
That's right. That's, yeah.
Engineer Brett, do you want to explain a little bit about, you know, he's sort of, you know, he's a film buff, and this is one of your favorites. Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about, and he's working out. He's making a muscle. So, but do you want to talk a little bit about the moment when she does reveal that he left the computer on cameltoe.com?
Yeah, so she is just like cleaning up, and then she sees the computer open, mm-hmm. and she notices. You know,
and what website is it on?
It's on cameltoe.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, in incognito mode.
Mm-hmm.
Just left up on the screen.
Yeah. So, and that, of course, is a website. Look, men, women, creatures of sex, right?
Yeah.
We all
sexual
like
beings.
The way it feels. We like the way it looks when a woman's stretch pants or whatever are jammed a little bit into the front of her stuff.
Okay, where are we going to?
We're trying to get you to do the scene effectively. So I'm going to take away some of the – because it seems like you're trying to do a lot. Go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
I think I get what maybe you're trying to get to. Is that like you want me to visualize the scene more?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
maybe like
– this character doesn't just exist for this moment where they're on this page. You know, they have a whole life. They don't even just exist for the length of the film, although if you'd seen the film, you'd know they do some pretty funny stuff during it. They exist both before and after the events of the film take place, mm-hmm. and I want you to create a story for them that's more full than what I'm getting.
Okay.
And is there anything I could be doing as far as inhabiting or giving him? Like, I'm giving him what I think I can, but.
Yeah, no, you're giving him so much. Yeah. And it's also the contrast. I almost wonder if you want to take something off it.
Okay.
So sure. that he, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like if somebody's up five flights of stairs going, mm-hmm. hey, come up here and join me, you can't hear them.
That's so true.
You know, but if they're only two flights, maybe you start walking and then they can keep walking and he can sort of follow the sound of your voice to achieving a full character.
I'll start on the second floor landing just start making my way up.
Because he's in the basement.
And so, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? You're obsessed with sex.
Obsessed is a strong word.
You left the computer on cameltoe.com the other day. Could you imagine if the girls had seen that?
Good.
That must have been Maria. I knew that whole I'm a devout Catholic nanny routine was.
Stop. Who's Maria?
I assume she's our like cleaning lady.
Mm. Okay. I can't.
He hasn't seen the film.
Yeah, I mean, this is tough.
And he hasn't seen the
this
film.
This is really tough.
And, you know.
Awkward.
Yes, very. So we need to really know who Maria is.
She's the Catholic nanny, I guess.
No.
She's doing a devout Catholic nanny routine. We have that information from the page.
She's one of the girls.
There's the girls.
She's one of the girls. Hello.
Marie mentioned the girls.
What?
She said the girls before.
Right. Okay.
So think about that.
So Maggie,
you know what?
Was, the girls.
Maybe was, we're starting. Maybe we're starting. The,
our, I think our daughters.
Hmm?
It doesn't matter.
We're starting in the deep end a little bit. What about this? What if we just run the lines?
Okay.
What if we just run the lines and let's take all the pressure off?
Okay.
And let's just straight up run the lines.
I love that.
Great.
That's great.
Okay.
Don't act. Just do the lines.
Okay.
But don't be boring.
You're obsessed with sex.
Obsessed is a strong word.
You left the computer on cameltoe.com the other day. Could you imagine if the girls had seen that?
That must have been Maria. I knew that whole I'm a devout Catholic nanny.
Bang, stop. Don't try to run the lines. Run the lines. You know what I mean? Trying to sound like you're just running the lines is also acting.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that way? And and you see sort of the way that Mary's just running the lines. And it's very natural. She's inhabiting, you know, this space.
Thank you.
She's just running the lines. But when you run them, you're acting like, I'm a guy running the lines. You know, that's doing something.
There's such
don't
an
do
awareness.
Something, do nothing. You know? Do nothing. You don't have to try to do nothing, but do nothing. But don't be boring and run the lines.
Right. Yeah.
And back in.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm. That must have been Maria. I knew the whole I'm a devout Catholic nanny routine was a sham.
Honey, we've had four friends in the last year get separated or divorced due to some degree of infidelity.
I'm not a cheater.
I know you're not, but I don't want that to be the only reason you don't cheat. Lucy called it a hall pass. I'm giving you one. Freedom to be with someone, and it won't be cheating.
So you want an open marriage?
No, just one hall pass.
This isn't one of those, you take the kids in the morning expecting that I'll take them in the afternoon deals.
Stop. Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't
what
I
does
feel
he
like
mean?
He didn't even know what he was saying.
Even when you're running the lines, you want to know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Even if you're just running them.
There's meaning behind everything, right?
Yeah. Everything means something, Mary has pointed out to me.
Okay. Because I thought just running the lines was you almost wanted to get rid of all that meaning and you just wanted to get the words right.
And if you're trying to get rid of the meaning, you know, what are you really doing?
Whose meaning are you putting in, I guess, is what I always ask myself.
Yeah. Because everything means something. I mean, Mary and I say that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm getting a little confused.
Okay. You know what I'm finding is I'm talking to you and you're an immature and I'm giving you stuff that's pretty advanced right off the rip. You're trying to act and do the lines and do the script and be in the scene and be the character. And we haven't even talked about what it is to find a character, to get into character, right? Because getting into character, when you really find it and when you really feel it, it's this.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's getting a hard on.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's what? Being really stiff.
Yeah.
And when you get it, it doesn't go away like a regular hard-on would.
I love that.
You know, you keep it.
It sticks
right?
around, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, what's your hard-on? Like, how are you going to find this character? Because Mary's got freaking rager.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm like, please make it stop. It hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, Mary's got to see a doctor for what she's got going on. Mm-hmm. Because also she's got nowhere to put it because you're giving her nothing.
I have nowhere to put
my
hard on.
So you want us both to have a hard on?
Yeah.
And put it
and
in
fuck
each other.
And both, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll
That's
try to get.
That's clear to me.
Okay, yeah, I think I kind of get what the meaning is behind that.
Yeah. Well, say it. Tell me.
Well, you just want to make choices that excite you and keep you interested in the character.
Mary, I think you're starting to understand.
Okay. Welcome. Yeah. Good morning. Oh, Welcome to the session.
Somebody just woke up. Yeah.
Jeez. Finally.
And, and we'll do it and bang.
Yeah.
Remember we did some improv last week?
I do. Yeah, we did improv with Paul.
Fuck the lines. Fuck the lines. They're words.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You know?
Okay, cool.
Mm.
Get away from the lines.
All right, so we're just from the top?
From the top, you know? I want the feeling. I want to feel your hard-on character.
You know something? You're obsessed with sex.
Obsessed is a strong word.
You left the computer on cameltoe.com the other day, Rick. Could you imagine if the girls had seen that? I mean...
Well, that must have been Maria. I knew the whole, I'm a devout Catholic nanny routine was a sham.
Honey, we've had four friends in the last year get separated or divorced due to some degree of infidelity.
Well, I don't want to screw around on you.
Oh, really? I know you're not. I'm sorry, he threw me off.
Yeah, it didn't. What were you doing that particular time?
That didn't make sense.
What were you thinking?
I just changed it a little bit.
But then
I
guess, that.
Give me the line as written.
I'm not a cheater.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, know you're not.
Yeah, yeah. And then he said, what did you say?
Said, I don't screw around.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't.
Something like that.
Something about it's, screw around.
Just kind of loosening it out.
Changes it, I think.
Yeah.
To me.
I mean, obviously, we don't want the words, but we want the meaning. Right?
Yeah, that was what I was going for.
Mm. Yeah. Marlon Brando used to do something that I do too. When I'm doing my movies. And he would do this cool move that I do, that I bet Mary's used, where he might talk to a total loser on set, like a fucking just jerk off loser, just a true, you know, trash. The guy picking up trash and, you know, or the friggin', what are all the guys with the machines? On the movie set,
the guys at the who they're holding do the machine and everything, them and move them.
The camera
and,
operator.
I mean, it's a little more. It's a little more general. Ones, than that.
Yeah. So these guys, and he would just talk to them because that's a real guy. And a lot of time, these characters we're playing are real guys. So this character Rick, who you're trying to sort of get into the heart on of, he is not. A movie star. He's not even an acting student.
No.
He's a man getting a hall pass.
And he's in a marriage.
From his wife, who's in a marriage. Mm-hmm. And some of these machine guys in the movie are probably also, you know, either married or wannabe. And maybe talking to them, you get a little more of a sense, you know, somebody like Engineer Brett. So let me give you a little taste. And if I could see the script.
Mm-hmm.
And so I might do something like this, where you'll just get some of this. So, Brett, how was your weekend, man? What'd you do? What'd you get into, man? You messing around, doing something crazy?
It's amazing.
Yeah, just I didn't do much, you know, just hung around the house and.
Oh yeah, like, what's what room of the house or?
The living room mostly, you know, by the TV.
Oh, that must have been Maria. I knew that whole I'm a devout Catholic nanny routine was a sham.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. That was, I mean.
Because action all of a sudden, right? And right up until action, if you're being a real guy with like a dude, and Brett, you were in it. If you're being a real guy with a dude like that, machine man or engineer, what you'll see is you can just take that into the screen and do it on the screens.
Yeah, hopefully they're recording.
It's effortless, though, that transition.
You do it
it's
right up
effortless.
Until action. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's and it, feel, and it seemed like, oh, now this real guy's talking about this his nanny, you know.
What did you mean?
Routine.
Hopefully it was recording.
I mean, just if you pop up the line out of nowhere.
Dude, I'm always recording.
I didn't, no offense to you, Brett.
He's a total pro.
Yeah.
One punch. That's all I need, man.
Dude, I am not threatening you whatsoever.
Please don't get in range of his arm because we've seen how buff he is. He showed us before.
I kind of feel like today you are being the most, I don't know if it's Mary being here, but you're being particularly hostile towards me.
Okay.
I feel like he's just trying to get the best performance out of both of us.
I'd love it. And so now I'm going to pretend to be a real guy. And you guys can talk to me. And then we'll do a line.
Okay.
And then we'll talk to me and then we'll do a line. And we'll talk to Brett and we'll do another line.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that way, and I'll cue you when to do your line, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And Mary, I think, is going to be able to feel it. But bang, I'm going to give you a little guidance.
Yeah, okay. That's great.
Okay.
How's your car?
Oh, it's fast. It's so fast.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're obsessed with sex.
Obsessed is a strong word.
Well, no, hang on, because you didn't talk to me or Engineer Brett.
Oh, yeah. Before so each line, I'm talking to one of you guys?
Well, I don't know, but did that feel good? I mean, that read? No, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
Felt soft as hell. So, like, let's try it again, you know?
It felt, honestly, from my point of view as a scene partner, like there was nothing for me to grip. There was no, it was just...
What I'm seeing is basically your big character hard-on is picking up this limp noodle and sort of lofting it and trying to hold it up and make it look like it's up.
Right.
But it's not.
And I'm trying, and I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
And it's not.
And it's, and so, bang, you don't have to talk to me. If you're uncomfortable with me, you feel like I'm being aggressive with you, go ahead and talk to Engineer Brett. But you should talk to somebody.
Okay.
Who's not in the scene with you as part of what we just talked about for 5 or 7 minutes.
Again? Can you, I mean, how much working out do you do in a day?
Me? A couple hours, like right. 10 hours. Yeah.
You're obsessed with sex.
Yeah.
You got any plans for summertime?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to probably have a picnic every day.
Obsessed is a strong word.
Better, better.
Hey, Brett. How much do you enjoy live music?
Oh, so much. It's hard to even explain.
Is it your favorite, you think?
It's my favorite.
Okay.
It's my favorite ever.
You left the computer on camelto.com the other day. I mean, could you imagine if the girls had seen that?
Brett, you like sports?
Why?
Go now. Do the line. Go.
That must have been Maria. I knew that whole I'm a devout Catholic nanny routine was a sham.
Honey! We've had 4 friends in the last year get separated or divorced.
Tell them shut up.
Judy, you shut up. You shut up.
Tell him don't disrespect his
teacher. Don't disrespect me.
And his teacher,
and too. And my teacher, too.
Yeah.
And your teacher, too. You shut up.
And Ben, get back to that place you were just
shut
in.
Shut up.
The
it's
sports
due
place,
to some
real
degree
place.
Of infidelity.
I'm not a cheater.
Good, good, good.
I know you're not. Shut up. But I don't want that to be the only reason
Fuck
you don't
the words,
cheat.
You know,
I don't
words.
Want. Hey, I don't want it. What are you doing? I don't. No matter what, I don't
Ask
want that to be the.
Is,
where are
like,
you? Where are you right now? Where? Who are you? Where are you?
Yeah.
I'm Rick. I'm with you in our.
Tell
bedroom.
Her
where?
Your last name.
My last name is Magenta.
And you tell her your last name, Rick.
My last name is also Magenta. You
okay.
took
it's
my last
her,
name.
It's her choice, but yeah.
We're married.
And you sort of lost the talking to Brett stuff at that point, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
As we were going, which I think was the only thing that really worked about that side of that scene.
It was great.
Yeah.
I felt really.
And guys, you know, we're doing this, we're recording, there's mics, and these are lines from a script, and it probably feels, you know, like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not a movie that we're doing here.
Right.
Bang. It's this masterclass thing.
Yeah, well, we're in a podcast recording studio and there are no cameras.
And it's not a movie, right?
Right.
But it's, you know, and it probably feels kind of weird, you know, hey, we're doing this movie scene. Because scenes are in movies. I mean, that's why it feels like, and that's what you're doing,
right? Yeah, that's what movies are, is scenes.
Yeah, so it feels a lot like that. But actually, it's this masterclass thing, you know?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I'm aware that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, now that I told you.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do, what's going on. But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners. Can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
What if we confess something a little bit personal, huh? Would that help you, Bang, to actually know each other?
Sure, yeah, that sounds great.
Let's get heavy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bang,
okay.
You ever been in love?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, with who?
Ex-girlfriend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. No, it didn't work out.
How'd she look? Pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah, she was beautiful.
Nice. Nice, yeah. What kind of stuff you guys do?
You mean like sexually?
What?
I mean,
sorry. Okay. Is... Bang needs a break. He can cool off, buddy. He needs a cold shower.
You raised
There's
your
a
eyebrows.
Lady in the room.
Yeah. You said it in a very suggestive way. I just wanted to clarify.
Mary, ever been in love?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. How's it feel to hear that, Bang? You can't like that. That's double the amount of times you've been in love.
I didn't think of it
I'm in love right now, too.
Oh, wow.
Currently.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
That sucks for you, right, Bang? Because you probably thought here, oh, I'm going to do this scene, and I'm going to be able to parlay this into some sort of, you know, relationship. Here we got Mary, she's a great actress, big star, coming mm-hmm. doing master class mm-hmm. as a favor, right?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You know? She sees that you know me. You're thinking, oh, I'm going to be able to, like, really... work this angle, use this.
I was like, not thinking that.
She's seeing like, oh, well, I'm friends with Shank.
Yeah.
I know Shank Lemons, and so I'm going to be like looking pretty elevated in her eyes. This is a situation I wouldn't normally be in, and somehow me and Mary are going to wind up, you know, rolling into the hay. And that's what you were planning on, and now that's not what happened, right?
No.
Because she's in love right now.
No, I'm...
How's a dude look? Good,
fine.
Right? Yeah.
Very fine.
Yeah. That sucks, Bang. That sucks, man.
And you know what? He knows Shank Lemons, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things in this town is a lot of people do know me. You know... Brando used to have a trick that he would use.
Oh, I'm dying to hear this.
He would come in to set on a broom.
Wow.
With a witch's hat.
Wow.
And he would cast a spell on the director and turn him into a toad.
Oh, my goodness.
I have never heard that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a good reason you took the class then.
I guess
maybe
so.
You're going to hear some things you haven't heard before.
Because that's like a well-known.
Maybe that's what the class is.
Well, that Brando did witchcraft.
Well, I just told you about how he used to talk to the regular guys around the set.
Yeah, that.
The machine guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about him talking to the cameraman.
Someone like that can't cast a spell?
These are little tricks that you can help with an actor. So maybe the director, if that's intimidating you, if you ride in on a broom with a witch's hat.
Right.
Turn him into a toad. Okay, yeah. Now all of a sudden you're a little more comfortable.
And I've done something similar in that way.
I bet. I know? Bet, Mary, because we all sort of borrow from the masters.
Yeah,
you know, that's
of course.
That's what the master class is about.
Absolutely.
Is taking these tools, put them in the belt, you know.
Right. It's just impossible to turn someone into a toad. Like, I don't know if you mean, and maybe this is what you're getting at, is... You know, imagine the director is somebody else, so it helps you relax and take some of the pressure off.
Well, people are going to tell you it's impossible to do a lot of things.
That's
I disagree.
Right.
I mean, you know, Bang, have you taken acting classes before?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't your first one. So what's a piece of advice you've gotten before? What's something you've been told to do?
You know your scene partner.
I'd say the opposite. You
know,
challenge that. Forget what you learned, because Brando would always go, don't tell me who his scene partner is.
He'd say, who are you?
Yeah. He goes, if I find out who it is, I'm going to turn him into a little mouse.
And he would threaten that, actually, with his,
And then they go run off, hide in a hole somewhere in the wall on set.
Yeah.
Now, who's going to do the scene? The machine man?
He's not a woman.
Yeah, so that doesn't really work.
Okay.
So I'd say, don't know the scene partner, do the opposite.
Right.
Because Brando had a, you know... He had a couple tricks like that.
You be a toad, you know? Or you be a toad.
Are you starting to get that?
I guess so. Sure.
Okay.
From the topper.
Yeah. Let's do this one and let me put something on this. Ben, go back to that moment where Mary told you that you just are never going to have a shot with her and that you're like a joke to her. And she was saying how she is in love with somebody and that basically she never would be in love with you. you know, and try to use that a little bit, you know, take that moment.
I'm not yours. I never will be yours.
Yeah. And this is your one chance.
You know,
and maybe try to either trick her somehow, or maybe you're trying to, who knows, pretend to be, you know, her boyfriend. Maybe you got a mask on, a Darth Vader mask.
Okay.
Can I take a second and stretch?
Yeah, please. If you remember in Revenge of the Nerds, he wore a Darth Vader mask, had sex with the hot babe, and she really liked it.
People kind of frown upon that scene now, because it's kind of...
Here's a tagline I thought of for Revenge of the Nerds that didn't, but if it was, the poster was out now, that maybe would be good.
Mm.
The odds get even. Because those guys are a little odd, huh?
Little bitty tits. Little bitty tits. Little bitty tits.
Mary, that's kind of making me uncomfortable.
So, and she's, of course, for, you know, people can't see this, but she's pinching Bang's chest as she does some vocal warm-ups to try to wake him up a little bit.
Okay,
to wake him up a bit.
No, it's fine. It's
I'm here. I'm present. I'm engaged.
No, let's do
as
it.
A scene partner. Yeah. If you're, that makes me uncomfortable.
And vocally, I don't know if I trust Bang to be able to, you know, use his whole mouth because I haven't heard him do any.
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
that
but
was
the
surface.
No consonants and no, yeah.
It's completely surface.
So if we, I hope there's no consonants in the scene because he's not going to be able to get around them. And all right, let's do it. And I might get in your ear a little. I'm going to stay out of it, but I might get in your ear a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ha! You're obsessed with sex.
Obsessed is a strong word.
You let the computer. Say,
and tell her a better word that she could use. Obsessed is a strong word. What word should she
obsessed
use?
Obsessed is a strong word. Kind of into is maybe more accurate.
Yeah, but that's two words, but just give her one.
Like. I like sex.
Yeah, okay, good.
You left the computer on cameltoe.com the other day. Can you imagine if the girls had seen that?
That must have been Maria.
Yeah, maybe say, like, girls probably have seen that. They're girls. You know what I mean? Like, cause that's who gets camel toes.
Right.
They know what that feels like. Could you imagine if the girls had seen that?
Yeah.
But the girls probably have seen that. They're girls.
Okay, but do it really funny.
Can you imagine if the girls had seen that?
Well, girls have seen that. They're girls, right?
These are your daughters, so, like, do it with some respect.
Well, the girls have seen that. They're girls.
Ugh, Rick!
Yeah. She's pissed.
That must have been Maria. I knew that whole devout Catholic nanny routine was a sham.
Honey!
And say something to Brett now.
Brett, how's your family doing?
Dude, horrible. Did they tell you?
Okay, well, don't get after him like that. Let's stop. Let's critique each other a little bit. I'm giving a lot of, the feedback.
Yeah.
Maybe just you guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say how it felt working with each other on this.
To me, it's like I'm, and this is obviously not personal, but it's it's never personal. I'm in a room and it's concrete and there's no windows and no doors. And I don't know how I got in there, but there are little spikes in the walls and I keep running into them. Like I can't stop running into them.
Mm.
And I keep trying to climb the spikes or I keep trying to like lay down so I don't run into the spikes.
Or is there a stone in the wall that you can press on that'll stop the spikes?
Yes, yes. And there's a stone in the wall and I'm trying to find that stone, but I just keep hitting spikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the spikes are soft and they're not like hard-ons. They're flaccid.
Yeah.
They hurt, but they're still floppy.
So Bang.
That's what it feels like.
You know, like, so, you know, that was what a nice sort of generous criticism of just sort of let you know what it's like to kind of make this art,
mm-hmm.
right? And then how are you feeling, like, personally, like, you know, if you want to say, like, what the work has felt like today to do it with Mary, who's really bringing the heat?
Well, thank you for doing this with me. Mm-hmm. It's been a really interesting, weird experience.
And she's got a boyfriend, so maybe take it easy.
Yeah, I'm not flirting with you.
Yeah, it just started in this way where it was like,
feels like
begging.
It was a little,
you know,
intense. Yes, I am busy later.
You know, because art's funny, isn't it? You know, it's telling truth in ways that you normally can't.
Right.
But sometimes, Bang, I feel like you're telling truths that maybe you shouldn't. Like, you're, like, obsessed with Mary, and, you know, she said she got a boyfriend, so maybe just let the scene be the scene. And speaking of art, Picasso used to have a funny trick he would do, you know, where he would sort of show up to a gallery, and he would say, holy shit, who painted that? Like, fucking, fuck that guy. Like, who's like, this guy's fucking awesome. Like, who painted this?
He would say, I want to fuck that guy.
Yeah. Or like, somebody should.
Yeah.
Like, somebody know who painted that, right?
Yeah. Somebody should fuck that guy.
But it would be his painting. And then people started going like, oh, that's a good painting.
Reverence for your art in a way.
It honors the art.
Yeah. Someone should fuck me.
Is what Picasso would say. So, I would say it feels a little bit like we're hitting a dead end with some of this. Do you guys, you want to chalk it up to the material? Maybe it's,
you know, Bang, I kind of would.
Bang hasn't seen Hall Pass, and I think there's been a mental block. Now, I haven't seen the film either, but it's a film that I think is important.
You haven't seen it?
No. Not in its entirety. I know that it was an age-appropriate group of friends, all gallivanting and whatnot, and the devout Catholic nanny routine.
That's exactly
so,
it.
So I've got another script here that maybe we could work on.
Amazing.
Great.
I'll do stage directions. Okay. And this is a cold read, which will be nice, you know, come to it fresh. And we can just sort of take a crack at this and see if we find something in here maybe that's a little more. Mary's getting loose, and Bang, I don't know if you want to do something too. But we can hopefully get, and Bang, you read Bang, Mary, you read Mary.
Okay.
And we'll just see, and this is just another scene without all the baggage of have we seen Hall Pass, have we not. Okay. And so let's just hear this up on its feet.
Okay.
Okay, great.
I'm dying from having too much AIDS, Mommy.
Pause to smoke a vape.
I got it from the president.
Is there a problem? Or
is something wrong, Meg?
I'm sorry. This is really fucking nuts. Let me go back. I'm sorry.
It is.
No, I get
it's some
like,
powerful
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I get the challenge of it. Of you're challenging us with a lot of...
To like, tackle some important topics.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
I love this. So far, I just want to say, Shunk, I love this.
Well, I happen to know the writer, you know. But it, yeah, right. I'm curious to hear some.
I'll start from the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying from having too much AIDS, Mommy.
And let me hear you pause to smoke a vape there. Mm-hmm.
I got it from the president of USA.
Close up of a nice snail sliming across the mom's prize rose bushes. Take a moment, Mary. Your son has just told you he's dying.
I know,
so
it's awful. Yeah. The worst.
Close up of a snail sliming across the mom's prize rose bushes.
Did you see the size of that friggin' snail? That thing was friggin' fucking huge.
Ha ha ha.
Bang laughs.
Thanks for cheering me up, Mommy.
Angle on, a pile of big money falls out of Mary's pants holes.
Help me hide this money. I stole it to pay for your medicine.
Stealing is wrong.
Bang starts crying. He punches a telephone pole madly. The phone breaks.
I have powers.
I'm dying too. I smoked expired vape juice from a brand I didn't trust. I should have used Cosmic Fog brand vape juice. Their flavor selection is out of this world.
Only Cosmic Fog brand vape juice satisfies my cravings and keeps me safe. Anyone who doesn't use it gets what's coming to them.
We see a big bird that represents freedom. He's smoking Cosmic Fog. Bang and Mary start fooling around.
What? I hope you win the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Me too, but I'm scared.
A deer falls over and it represents like the big banks or something.
Cosmic Fog is number one.
All right.
Ugh.
Hey man, can I ask, is this an ad for Did you just have us read ad copy?
What do you mean?
This is a commercial for Cosmic.
This is a pretty powerful scene. We're dealing with what? Corruption in politics.
I mean, yeah.
You know, the some of these big banks.
Dependency on, everything.
AIDS
is there.
Okay.
And making bad choices, smoking expired vape juice and what that says about you.
Yeah.
And how and why.
And that we should think about.
And actually,
Cosmic Fog actually tastes pretty gray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are wearing a Cosmic Fog t-shirt and hat.
And it makes sense in a way, right, that you write what you know, and if there's a product that speaks to you, that supports you, that maybe supports the whole idea of this masterclass,
we should honor that.
Been very supportive.
Yeah, we should honor that.
Social media feed has been a lot of Cosmic Fog stuff. I saw you tweet at them asking for free stuff.
So if I'm asking for free stuff, then I obviously am not doing a commercial
and
for them.
I'm sorry, you're on Twitter when you should be in acting? You should be acting?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where are you on Twitter?
And he's exposed.
What do you mean?
Not on Twitter, I'm acting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of actors are on Twitter. It's not like a crazy...
When they're
not,
in the middle of a masterclass? No.
No, I wasn't doing it during masterclass.
And if you're just joining us, welcome to my masterclass. What? This is Sean Clemens with Bang Raj Man and Mary Holland doing the Scene Work Masterclass. So if you're just tuning in, thanks for coming along. Let's talk a little bit about the scene. There's obviously stakes. The Super Bowl's tomorrow. He's a freaking quarterback or something.
And there is a sort of sense here of their relationship is a little bit more than mother and son, right?
When they're fooling around, I am getting the hint that maybe there is something else happening.
They do fool around. Is this like a challenge as an actor to kind of give us every crazy thing that doesn't make sense?
For you,
plus
it is.
Make it.
Well, no, I think it does make sense. I do think the script makes sense. I think it's actually pretty good.
There's a clear through line for sure.
Yeah, so it's. Would it be helpful for you to just see me do the script? I'll be Bang.
Please. Please.
Yeah. Why don't we just try it?
You should,
Do you want to do stage directions before we Bang?
Fine.
I'm dying from having too much AIDS, Mommy. I got it from the president of USA.
Close up of a nice snail sliming across the mom's prize rose bushes.
Did you see the size of that friggin' snail? That thing was friggin' fucking huge!
Bang laughs.
Thanks for cheering me up, Mommy.
Angle on, a pile of big money falls out of Mary's pants holes.
Help me hide this money. I stole it to pay for your medicine.
Mm-hmm, stealing is wrong.
Bang starts crying. He punches a telephone pole madly. The phone breaks.
I have powers.
I'm dying too. I smoked expired vape juice from a brand I didn't trust. I should have used Cosmic Fog brand vape juice. Their flavor selection is out of this world.
Only Cosmic Fog brand vape juice satisfies my cravings and keeps me safe. Anyone who doesn't use it gets what's coming to them.
We see a big bird that represents freedom. He's smoking Cosmic Fog. Bang and Mary start fooling around.
I hope you win the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Yeah, me too, but I'm scared.
A deer falls over and it represents, like, the big banks or something.
Cosmic Fog is number one. That felt...
Wow.
I mean...
Intense.
Oh, my God. Thank
you. Engineer Brett, did you feel that?
Thank you.
So, Bang.
I'm choked up.
Yeah.
Would it be helpful for you to give me some notes?
Well, I thought it was interesting.
It should be a two-way street, right?
Yeah, you definitely sounded... much more clear and to the point when you were reading the stuff about Cosmic Fog.
Ah, yes, the number one vape juice brand.
Keeps you safe, but also satisfies your cravings.
Yeah. Wow, their flavor selection's out of this world.
It really is. It's number one.
It seemed very strange. The character almost can't speak and says, President of USA, and says, Mommy. And then, then later on, he's very articulate when it comes to this small section of talking about a corporate brand.
Do you feel like the president of USA is on the up and up? Do you think he's on the level right now? To me, this guy seemed like he's got some stuff he's hiding. So I think
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the actual phrase president of USA.
He's trustworthy?
I don't. Mean, if that's your kind of guy, you know, but I've got a feeling, not, you know, what I'm seeing in this script, because if you have questions about the script, like what I'm seeing in this script is it sounds like he, president of USA, is giving this guy AIDS and he's got to tell his mommy about it. I mean, that's pretty wild.
That's all that's
you know?
There for, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think you're missing
I mean,
the
do
point.
You have questions about the script or are you just like telling me what's in it? I know what's in it. Do you want to know something? Because I happen to know the writer. I think he's pretty talented.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of questions, I guess. I think for me, it's – I have too many questions.
Well, start with the small ones. Is it about the big money that falls out of Mary's pants holes?
Yeah, why use pants holes instead of pockets? Like, is that what you mean? I've never heard of the term – pants holes.
Well, the pockets hopefully don't have holes in them.
And where and how would I fit so much money in my pockets? Pants holes are big and they're your because your thigh has
big
to
money.
Go in it.
Yeah.
So they're big.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bills.
What was the significance of the snail?
No, that's actually a fair question. Because we know that the bird represents freedom.
Right.
We know that the deer was probably represent like the big banks or something. Well, what do you feel like the snail represents? He's pretty big, right?
Yes, I see that from the script. He's.
It says he's nice.
It says he's nice and he's big. Or Mary says he's. And you have a prize.
Friggin' fucking huge.
Friggin' fucking huge.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he represents, Sean.
Yeah. Well, rosebush is something beautiful, isn't it?
It's feminine. Yeah. It's
and a snail sliming across something. We traditionally think of that bang as beautiful like a rose. Or is that something grotesque?
Desecrate.
It seems a little gross to like slime across something nice. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I guess you could think of something like
almost like the friggin' quarterback of the Super Bowl getting AIDS from president.
That's so gross.
Of USA.
Yeah.
It seems like an odd choice towards the end to have the deer represent big banks or something.
Well, it
like
dies.
Like the big banks or something.
But it
like,
dies.
Well, hopefully they do because some of these guys and some of the stuff they're up to.
I mean, it's... disgusting.
Engineer Brett, I mean, you've had some experience with these banks. Isn't it time we fight back?
Oh, my God. They're the worst.
Brett's these been big... trying to get a loan for a while.
Yeah.
For a house.
They won't give it to me.
Oh,
yeah. No,
unfair.
It's not for a house. It's for a business idea that he has.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's this app that you use while you poop.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's called the Zap app. And you, instead of flushing your toilet, you zap your duties and they disappear in the bowl.
I mean, I would download that. I'd pay $20 for that app.
Yeah, because the flush wastes water.
Yeah.
And he's like, we've got a light. We've got a camera on this thing. Can we not somehow reflect the light through the lens and make it zap and vaporize the duty?
Yeah.
I want it to spray some smell. Too.
Like a beautiful rose.
Yes.
A beautiful rose bud.
Wow.
And okay. Well, then that would be like a new phone that you would need.
Are you a programmer?
Do you code?
Do you know phones and stuff?
Do you code?
Are you an engineer?
Not a coder or an engineer.
I know one engineer.
Yeah.
He's here right
Stick
now.
Stick to acting, dude.
Yeah, if you can.
It's not going so hot.
All right, guys, you know, this is like, I feel like I'm really getting tag-teamed on all sides here today.
Well, I feel like we learned some great stuff because we figured out it's not the scene.
Oh, no.
Like, it wasn't the material.
It wasn't the material. You know? We tried two different, two different styles, two different genres.
So, I mean, one thing, you know, that you might want to try, Bang, is big stars a lot of the time will sort of throw a fit. And hide in their trailer. That's a good way to buy time to sort of get more comfortable with the material.
Okay, so
because it seems like you're uncomfortable with some of the material. You obviously with this script don't, you know, you are scared of the snail or whatever was going on for you.
I've just been, I mean, we've been pretty deep into the chorus at this point. And
it's just a snail. It's not the freaking bye-bye, man, you know? It's not going to hurt
gonna eat you.
Yeah.
It's nice. A nice snail, yeah.
I feel like I've really been patient throughout this course, and I've really given it a solid try. And now that we're almost done, I have to admit, I'm not getting a ton out of these scenes.
Yeah.
And is today especially, I mean, this has been brutal. You've been kind of insulting to me.
Well, I don't see it that way. I mean,
I'm trying to. I feel like I'm looking for, like, the glass is half full in a lot of these exercises and scenes that you've given us. And it, a lot of the times I feel like I'm explaining what they are to you.
Well, but isn't that intentional? If you can explain it, then you understand it.
If you can dream it, you can do it. Walt Disney.
And Mary's notes are your notes. And your notes are Mary's notes. My notes are your notes. And Brett's notes are Mary's notes.
And my notes.
You know?
Yeah.
Her notes are your notes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're going, oh, I'm not getting all the notes, or whatever you're mad about.
But you need to listen.
Or I'm, you know.
You guys have basically been telling me Snail's I don't have kill a hard on all day. You know what? No, forget it. I don't care.
Because I'm feel like, because, you know, it's all, we're investigating our senses, and I want to shake you up. I want to get you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Me right now, I'm tripping acid right now, bang. I'm on LSD. You know, because that's all just chemicals that's in your brain. I didn't take any drugs, but that's just chemicals that's in your brain. So, like, I'm trying to bring some of those brain chemicals to the surface that make you have real experiences, big experiences.
Yeah.
You feel that, right, Mary?
Yes.
And what does the room look like right now? It's crazy, right?
Bunch of meat.
Friggin' the Beetlejuice man is over there.
All kinds of meat skewers.
And it's all, and the skewers coming for you.
There's my mom, and she's eating a head, somebody's head.
Tripping out, you know? That's
terrifying,
that's heavy shit, right? That's sense memory, because it's all just chemicals. You look like friggin' Slenderman. So it's like that, you know?
Yeah.
Think about that.
I have been thinking a lot about Slenderman and the Bye Bye Man, because you bring it up in every one of our classes. You've brought up the Slenderman, Bye Bye Man. I don't even know exactly what the Beetlejuice Man is, because I think I've corrected you on this before. His name is just Beetlejuice.
If you're just tuning in.
No one is tuning in, Sean. It's not a radio show. You don't just, like, scan through the radio and
start. What we're getting.
Yeah.
Look at this.
This is real passion.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is the hard-on we're talking about.
Yeah. This guy's freaking.
You've got a rager.
Oh, this guy's freaking going to pop a hole in the table. That's scaring me, right?
I'm not like a snail.
You know what I mean? See? And are we forgetting something, too? Because we've done the scene a few times, and we haven't once done a round of applause for the crew. Let's give it up for the crew.
The crew.
And it's not
a
real movie set, of course.
You.
It's this masterclass thing. But, you know, you think you're tired? Think about how the crew feels.
Oh, it's just Brett.
Yeah.
Just Brett.
I like it because I like seeing the passion. Before, I wasn't sure this guy had a pulse.
Yeah.
Now he's got a pulsing boner. And it's his character, and he's in it. Do you want to do one line from the hall pass scene and one line from this other scene and just kind of mash them together?
Sure. I don't know what purpose that serves, but the...
You're obsessed with sex. Did you see the size of that friggin' snail?
Obsessed is a strong word. I'm dying from having too much AIDS, Mommy. I got it from President of USA.
You left the computer on cameltoe.com the other day. I'm dying, too.
That must have been Maria. I knew that whole I'm a devout Catholic nanny routine was
Fuck the words. Got it. Use your improv. Do your improv.
You know, it wasn't me. It was Maria. She must have left this on. I know she was lying about, you know, her whole personality.
Forget the words, too. Use improv.
That's what I'm doing.
Honey, help me hide this money. Help me hide this money, honey.
They fell on her pants.
They fell on my pants.
Okay, yeah, here's the money. God.
We've had four friends in the last year get separated or divorced due to some degree.
Stop. Guys, I think we did it.
I feel...
How'd that feel?
We reached a place in the script that I didn't know we could get to.
And your bread,
it's
how
really
did that feel?
Surprising.
Electric.
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Mary especially. You.
And bang, thank it's you. Not always fun, right, to get there, but I think you see, like, why we pushed so hard.
Amazing work, Ben.
That felt so good. I'm talking to a real actor here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And then what do you think about my acting?
What?
Well, I did some reading too. You know? I just said I'm talking to a real actor, but I'd like to hear from Peggy.
Yeah, you're good.
It's good, right? Yeah, you think your agent would think I'm good?
I mean, I guess I can give him your email, or
if even if he listens to this, like he would hear me on this, right? That would be pretty cool. Mm.
Yeah, I
like just the parts where I'm doing, you know.
I guess so. That would be weird for him to like skip through and just listen to the parts that
you did.
Well,
he already reps you, so like what he knows what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like if he heard my shit, you think he'd like it, right?
Yeah. I can, you know, send him your resume and stuff.
Thank you.
And,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. Just like as a joke or whatever. But like it's but you know.
What do you mean as a joke? It seems this is the second time you've asked me about my representation. You clearly want.
Well, you said that you seem, you know, you think they're pretty good or whatever. It's like, good, great. So am I. So let's do it. So if you're just tuning in, this is my masterclass. I'm Sean Clemens, and then the Bang Rajman and Mary and Engineer Brett's here. Come back next week.
Hollywood Masterclass is a Stitcher original and a production of Midroll Media. Our executive producers are Chris Bannon and Jenny Rattleit. Music and sound by Brett Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.